Second Nida Parabay's Mishnah, hey, Maso, Maso, Chacham and Beisha. The Chacham said a parable in Maso by an Isha. It means to say the place inside the Isha where the Dam comes from. The Chacham said a Maso about the three sections of the Isha. Hacheder, Va'apruzdur, Va'ali. The Chacham said a Maso, the three places in the Isha that the Dam comes from, they termed as the Cheder, the inside room. That's the part of the Isha. That's closer to the back of the Isha. And the Pruzdur, that's the waiting room that opens up to the Cheder. That Pruzdur is in front of the Cheder, towards the front of the Isha. And the Aliyah, the loft. The Aliyah is on top of both the Cheder and the Pruzdur. And there's an opening from the Aliyah to the Pruzdur. The Aliyah is on top of both the Cheder and the Pruzdur. Now there's an opening in the Aliyah where the Dan can come from the Aliyah into the Pruzdur underneath it. That opening is called the Lul. Dam ha-cheder tummy. Blood that is found in the cheder, which is the inside section of the Isha, that dam is tummy. That's called dam ha-mekor, the source of the dam. That's dam nida. A dam that is found in the cheder is definitely dam nida. So if dam is found in the cheder, which is the back section, that dam is certainly dam nida, and she would be tummy. Ninsa b'pruzdor seko tummy. But if dam is found in the pruzdor, which is a section of the Isha towards the front of the Isha, that dam is a suffix. Whether it comes from the cheder, which is for sure dam nida, or maybe that dam comes from the aliyah, which is not dam nida, and there is an opening from the aliyah down into the pruzdor. So dam that is found in the pruzdor is a suffix whether it came from the cheder, which in such a case it would be dam nida and she would be tummy. Or maybe it came from the aliyah on top of it through the opening called the lul, which in such a case it would be tar, and even though it's a suffix, she would be tummy, as we're talking about where the dam is found inside the lul. Meaning to say, the lul, which is the opening from the aliyah to the pruzdor, is the middle of the pruzdor. And the dam that is found towards the back of the pruzdor, that's lefnim min ha-lul, inside the lul, in such a case, it most likely came from the cheder. And therefore, the dam that is found there would be considered tamei lefisha chetz kaso min ha-makor. We can assume it came from the makor. The dam ha-makor is a dam that comes from the dam ha-cheder. And since this dam is found closer to the cheder inside the lul, and most likely came from the cheder, as opposed to if we found dam in the pruzdor, mechutz lahalul, outside the lul, closer towards the front, in such a case, we would not say that she would be tummy, as that dam very possibly came from the aliyah, not from the cheder, which in such a case, that dam would not be dam nida, and she would not be tummy. Sech nida parapeh's mission of love, hachamisha damim tmeim beisha. There are five colors of blood. That if an Isha would see that dam, she would be tummy. That it would be considered dam nida. As it's not only red that's considered dam nida, Chazal learned from the Pesukim that there are four different colors of blood that are considered dam nida. Ha'edom ba'ashachar, red dam and black dam. This is counted as one of the four colors. As Chazal learned that black dam is actually originally red dam, just got disease and turned black. Ukit karen karkum. If a woman sees dam, like the color of the bright leaf of the karkum, that color would be considered dam nida. Ukameme adama. And if a Isha sees dam, the color of earth water, water that is poured on red soil, that color is also considered dam. Ukimazel. And if a woman sees dam, the color of diluted red wine, that also is considered dam nida. That's the fourth color, which is considered dam nida. Bishame oimrim af kameme tlason. Ukameme basur tli. Bishami said there are two more colors of dam that are considered dam nida. Dam, the color of the water of tlasan. Tlasan that is soaked in water. If a woman sees dam in that color, that would be dam nida. And if a woman sees dam in the color of the juice that comes out of roasted meat, that also would be dam nida. While Beitilo holds those two colors are not dam nida. Beitilo vimitar nisha if she sees dam in those two colors. So there are three machloksim as far as the two colors that Beishame mentions. The Tanakama hold those two colors are a suffix. If a woman would see dam the color of Meme Tlason or Kameme Basur Tli, she would be a suffix tummy. While Beishame holds, if a woman would see dam in those two colors, she would certainly be tummy. And Beisilo is Mitar and Isha completely. It wouldn't even be a suffix, according to Beisilo, if a woman would see dam in those two colors. Hayarok. If a woman would see dam the color of yellowish kumi. Akavya ben Mahalo mitamei vechachamim mitar. Akavya ben Mahalo holds that color is the color of dam nida, and the woman would be tamei. While the chachamim are mitar, the chachamim hold that yellow is not one of the colors of dam nida. And the Mefarshim speak out that there are three machloksim as far as the color of yarek are concerned as well. Tanakama holds that if Aisha would see Dan the color of Europe, she would be Tame me Suffolk. It's a Suffolk whether that's Dan neither. A Tav Ben Mahalo holds that she would definitely be Tame. While the Chacham Matar her completely according to the Chacham and Yerok is definitely not one of the colors that would be Matame and Isha. Amar Rabbi Meir, Emeino Matame Mishum Kesem, Matame Mishum Mashk. Rabbi Meir said, if the color Yerok would not be Matame and Isha, it would not be considered a Kesem. If a woman stains her clothing and the color is Yerok, she would not be Tame, it would not be a Kesem. As the color Yerok is not Dam Nida. But the color Yerok would be considered Dam, even though it's not Dam Nida. But it is Dam, so therefore it would be Machsher Zram. Meaning to say that if fruit would come into contact with Dam, that's the color of Yerok, that fruit would now be Makabal Tumah. As it didn't, but fruit is only Makabal Tumah if it has Hechsher, if it comes into contact with one of seven liquids. And Dam is one of those seven liquids. And if fruit would come into contact with Dam, the color of Yerok, even though that Dam is not considered Dam Nida, but it is considered Dam, and therefore it would be Machsher food, food that comes into contact with that Dam, would now be Makabal Tumah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lokach, Velokach. Rabbi Yossi argues with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi holds that Dam, the color of Yerok, is not Dam at all. Not only is it not Dam Nida, but it's totally not Dam. So therefore, not only would it not be Matam and Isha, but it would not be Masha food as well. If food comes to contact with Dam, the color of Yerok, that would not be Hechsher, and therefore the food would not yet be Makabal Tumah.